Hi, is this Robert?
Yeah.
Hey, Robert, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Okay, how you doing, bro?
Good, good. Did you get my email by any chance?
Yeah, whatever day that was.
It was Saturday. I apologize. I thought you hadn't reached out to. I've got all the pricing for you. I think we're good to go to move forward. I'm getting all the asset cleared, but I wanted to go over some availability for pricing for you based on this valuation. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. And so I've got to get the asset valued. So I'm just giving you the numbers, assuming it comes back with a 70k valuation. If it comes down, like, you know, just to keep in mind, it's 50 cents on the dollar, and that's our standard program based on equity on machinery, and it's a very good program. So let's kind of go over this and give you some options. Okay, so due at signing, you're going to have a small amount due at signing. You're going to have your first and last payments, which means you're not going to get a bill for your first full 30 days and your last full 30 days. And that applies to either a 2 or 3 year transaction, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to give you the numbers on 35K, and that's enough for you, correct?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Give me one second. And then if these numbers work, I can get all the asset cleared, get you documents by today, get this in funding by today as well, because there's fax documents, and we could actually probably get the money in your account realistically by Thursday afternoon, Friday morning. So if you're trying to stretch this over the longest period, which would be 3 years, so 34 remaining payments, you're looking at a monthly payment of $14.80.10.
Okay, what kind of rate is that?
It's a rate factor, so it's a multiplier. Our documents are not going to have an APR listed on them because it's not a loan that separates interest and principal. I can just give you that fact. I can just give you that factor. So it's 1480 divided by 35,000. The rate factor on a 3-year term is 0.042.
Basically, I understand what you're saying. You're doing something different, whatever. I can give you talking to you on the phone, or I do my calculator. But take 36 times 1,400 is how much?
Let me give you. I think what you're trying to get is the exact payback, correct?
Correct.
All right. Yeah. Absolutely. I can share all this stuff with you. So there's exact numbers. So if you want to do this over a 3-year term, the payback, including your first and last payments, is 53,280.
Yeah, so you've got 15,000, 18,000 in interest?
Over really? 3 years. Over 3 years.
Really?
Yeah. Really? I'm sorry?
That's 50% interest.
That's over 3 years. I can also give you the payback over a shorter period if you wish. I don't dictate the terms, Robert. An underwriter.
No, I understand. Brother, I understand. But you're charging $18,000 for $35,000, correct?
Over 3 years, correct.
That's what you're telling me.
Correct.
That's 50% interest.
It's 50% over. It's $18,000 over 3 years. So the cost of funding on that is $6,000 per year. So every year the money's out on a 3-year term, you're looking at $6,000.
I know that, but you understand what I'm saying. If I go borrow $10,000 and then I'm paying them back $15,000, I'm paying 50% interest, correct?
No, incorrect.
How's that not incorrect?
Because you have to take the time value into it. If you're borrowing $35,000, if you're receiving $35,000 in funding, you have to do the time value. You're not going to pay that same amount back over 2 years. So you're not going to pay $18,000 back over two years.
I understand. I understand that, but still, your interest rate is really kind of ridiculous there, is what my point. I know you're talking different terms, this, that. It all boils down to the same thing. What did I borrow and what am I paying back?
Okay, so if you could let me, I can give you the terms for other options, and there are more attractive options for slightly shorter terms. Can I give you those numbers?
Yeah, can you just email all that stuff to me? Because I am actually working at the moment here.
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, the most attractive term here, and I'm just going to give you, I'm going to give it to writing and over the phone. If you do a 30-month term, we can include a really significant discount because there's less risk on it. So by slightly shortening the term to a 30-month term, you save a lot of money. And just to give you an idea of what that payback is, because we can throw a much more, we can sell a much more significant discount, I guess is the way to put it. So if we do a 30-month term, give me 1 second, your payment is $1,283. And realistically, the payback on a 30-month term, $1,283 multiplied by 30, is $38,490, which... Hold on, that number can't be right. Give me 1 second. That can't be right. I'm sorry, it's not. And I'll shoot you an email so you have everything writing. The payment on a 30-month term, Robert, is $1,662 a month. $1,662.50 to be exact. And so the payback on a... You know what? Why is this not working? Give me 1 second. I want to make sure I give you all the numbers and then email them to you. And you're getting my emails, correct?
Yes.
All right, give me 1 second. I want to make sure these numbers are accurate. When I tab out on a 30-month term, it's just not tabbing out correctly. Give me 1 second. So just as an FYI, the numbers are a lot more attractive. I just ran them and double-checked. So if you do a 30-month term, the payback is $45,068, including discounts. So you're saving a tremendous amount of money by doing a 30.
It's $10,000 though. You're still $10,000 for $35,000
over 2.5 years.
Brother, I understand that. I got local banks that it cost me $2,000-$3,000. Well, that's my point. Nobody's talking numbers, but that's fine. Send me the information.
Okay. I don't know what conversation... Did Nick ever have any conversations with you on, like, how our programs work? And did he kind of... Because
He did on different things, but, you know...
He
didn't get into this one.
Okay.
On the equity deal, which is fine. But.
Well, just so you know, the working capital... And Nick's no longer here, but the working capital terms are much more expensive than these terms. So on the working capital terms,
I understand that. Everybody has to make money. I got to make money every day. We all have to make money. But it's like the job I'm doing today, I charge $1,000. Now if I charge them $5,000, they'd say, "Well, what the fuck? I can get somebody for $4,000 less." You understand?
Understood.
Everybody has to make money.
Yeah. Let me shoot you the terms. I'm really not. I don't know what kind of information you and Nick gave you. I hope he didn't give you unrealistic expectations of our cost of funds, but let me shoot you an email. And look, there's no pressure. The terms work. We'd like the opportunity to earn your business. There's no pressure from our side.
That's fine. I understand. But yeah, send me what you got. Again, it'll be late when I get home today, but I'll try and pull that up and look at it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.